Man operates out of the shotgun on a 3rd and 6. Pressure coming up the middle. Steps into a throw. Downfield. Oh, what a grab inside the 10-yard line. That's John Bonner hauling it in for a 1st and goal for Eastern Michigan.
2nd down and 2. Gillette stands tall. Nice pocket. Throws downfield. Who wants Hoskins? Who reaches over? Caught it. Broke a tackle. He's gone. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Garrett Hoskins. Gillette out of the gun. He's got Burke man-to-man at the right side. He'll roll that way. Look back the other side for the corner for Thayer. He's got it. He's got it. Eastern Michigan wins. Eastern Michigan with their first win since November 28th of 2008. The first for Ron English, and it comes in overtime.
Tyler Benz, the redshirt sophomore under center, has two wide receivers to the left. They start with it on the ground. Sorgatz pulls. Nice block up front. Bronson Hill hurdles his way past the 30, lowers the shoulder, gets close to the 35-yard line, and a late flag on the play.
You know, this is going to be interesting to see what they call here. If they're going to call taunting after the play by Hill on the sideline or in some type of unsportsmanlike conduct, because there was a little jawing that took place after the initial contact, and it looks like, you know, that may come back.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against Bronson Hill. Now, you and I have the benefit of a replay. I didn't see that following the play.
Well, he's going to call it for basically taunting after the play. After he knocks the defender down and gives him a, you know, a real good shoulder after a really good run, kind of stands over him while he's on the ground, and he's kind of yelling a few things at him. I think the official decided that's, you know, a little more than what's needed and decided to call that. And Coach English is not happy about that, and he's still going after the officials on that one.
They mark it back at the 18-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Eagles. Benz out of the shotgun, two wide receivers to the left, ball at the near side hash. An inside give to Hill. Hill muscles his way to the 21-yard line, a couple of rockets being dragged along with him, including Ben Pike, the junior defensive lineman from Mentor, Ohio.
Running game effectively is continuing to, you know, get those positive yards. We haven't seen a lot of tackles in the background, and these backs have run really hard today.
Yeah, they have,
and they've
right.
been able, you know, whether it's been, you know, Green, who's been in there a couple times, Brumfield, Hill, even Shearer. I mean, they've been in there, and they're running hard, and they're continuing to try and move the chains positive in a positive direction versus having any negative yards in the running game.
2nd down and 6. Tyler Benz under center, ball at the 22-yard line. He rolls near side, throws across the green, across the middle. He's got Garrett Hoskins. Hoskins all the way up past midfield into Toledo territory. Referees missed a face mask on the play, but a 1st down. Nice job by Garrett Hoskins to haul in, and an even better throw by Tyler Benz.
And that's good play action. And when your running game gets going, it allows the play action because the defense has to respect the run. They know they got to get some guys around the running backs, and it allows you to get some people drawing the linebackers up with the play action. Your tight end, again, dragging from the backside behind that inside pressure by the linebackers, and there's nothing but open lanes in the defensive secondary.
You thought they did a really good job of getting the football into the hands of their playmakers in the first half. Bronson Hill, one of them. He's down the far sideline, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bronson Hill, no flags.
You know what? Let's give Garrett Hoskins another award for a spectacular block on the safety coming down to pursue. It's either the safety or the corner that he took out, and that's what allowed the running back to be able to get into the end zone. It's typically the blocking down the field that you don't get to see that makes these plays work. And Garrett Hoskins, after making a fantastic catch for 1st down, also throws a tremendous block that allows his running back to get into the end zone.
This kid's a fun player to watch right now. As a running back, he gives them that type of added offensive dimension that they have been missing. Now an opportunity to pull to within 4 with the extra point. The Eagles strike quickly here in the 3rd. Maybe most impressive was the fact that their defense was able to hold Toledo. They give it over to the offense. The offense takes advantage. Bronson Hill with his 2nd touchdown in as many weeks. The 2nd touchdown of his career. And Eastern Michigan pulls to within 4. It's Toledo 21, EMU 17, 10:18 to go in the 3rd. We're back with more after this. You're listening to Eagles football. Back, Toledo 21, Eastern 17, Bronson Hill, 2nd straight week where he's turned our heads a little bit. He's fast, isn't he?
He's very fast, and it helps when you get help from your teammates throwing tremendous blocks for you, but he shows that he has that burst of speed. Once he gets out into secondary, he can take it the rest of the distance, and that's two really good long runs week to week that he's been able to take it to the house for touchdowns.
106 yards on the day today for Bronson Hill. That is more than he had the entire season coming in. He had gained 82 yards total in the previous 5 weeks combined, and he has 106 today. We might be watching, you know, the christening of a new running back in Eastern Michigan history. The sophomore has been outstanding. Reedy is deep to receive the kick. It's a short kick. He'll grab it inside the numbers of the 10, 15. Stutter step up the middle, look out, 15, 20, 25, 30, he's gone. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Bernard Reedy.
That will frustrate a coach when you give up the special teams touchdowns, because it just, it's going to happen at some point, especially when you go against teams that have good return specialists, but you got to be able to eliminate that. Those are backbreakers you don't plan for in your game plan. To say, you know what, we're going to give up and we're going to concede touchdowns in special teams. And you have to, at some point, figure out how to stop that and not give up those big plays.
Unofficially 90 yards for Bernard Reedy. Dree Archer did it to him last week at Kent State. You remember what he did? 222 yards on the day total for Dree Archer. Well, today, it looks like Bernard Reedy is well on his way. He has over 100 yards receiving. Now you throw in that 90-yard kickoff return for a score, plus a couple of other returns. He's well over 100 in that regard, so he's well over 200 all-purpose yards against Eastern Michigan already. And after the Eagles thought they seized a little of the momentum and they pulled to within four, Toledo pushes right back and regains the double-digit lead. It's 28-17. Rockets in front. We'll step aside, take a quick timeout. Back with more from Reinierson Stadium. 10:06 to go in the third. 28-17, Toledo. You're listening to Eagles football.
Support for this broadcast of Eastern Michigan football is made possible in 1 Ypsilanti. Online at WEMU.org.
Tyler Allen takes the football to 5, 10, 15, stutter steps his way, 20, 25, bowls his way to the 30-yard line. Good return by Tyler Allen, not as good as the return made by one Bernard Reedy, whose 90-yard kickoff return was the fourth longest at Reinierson Stadium. Fourth longest because last week, Dree Archer returned one 98 yards for Kent State. That was a stadium record. And you just told me that on this day, Kent State playing Army, on the road, which is where Eastern will be next year, he's having himself a day already.
He's having
a Black Knights expense.
Oh, yeah, he is. 11 carries, 135 yards already. And he's a special type player.
He really is. And they lead Army, by the way, 24-10. Army will be here in this building next Saturday. So we hope you can join us. A 1 o'clock kick there. Eastern on the ground with Bronson Hill. Nearly a horse collar type tackle.
Bronson Hill, number 30, out the carry.
And he got up the far sideline to the 37-yard line. They almost grabbed him from behind. As a matter of fact, I think you could make a case for that, where they grab him from just beyond the neck.
Well,
that's that illegal tackle. But they give him six instead, and it's second down and four. Tyler Benz with two wide receivers to the right. The lights are on here at Reinierson Stadium because it's dark and cloudy. Inside, give Hill right up the belly past the 40 to the 41, 42-yard line. Should be enough for a first down. And Bronson Hill continues to pound away at the Toledo defense, as does that EMU offensive line. They've done a really nice job in paving the way for him.
Yeah, he's just really just running downhill. And as soon as he sees a crack or anything in the defense, he's just exploding through it. And that makes it tough for a defender because they can't gauge that speed of their back coming towards him other than trying to make a sure tackle.
He's the lone setback now on a first and 10 from the 42. He'll take it on the right side. Squeeze his way. Look out, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's gone. Bronson Hill with his second consecutive long burner. And Eastern Michigan is on the board yet again. What a run and what a hole.
That young man is having a special day, and he is showing why he's trying to solidify his role as being the starting running back today, and I tell you what, if he hasn't done that and he hasn't shown that, I don't know who's going to do it better.
I don't know what more you got to do.
I mean, he's really sparked this offensive unit that seems to be playing with a lot more confidence than what we've seen all year in running the football. This is a team that, depending on the rushing game in previous years, with tremendous backs, and it was just not there. And today, it really has exploded.
It's been a fun ball game so far. The extra point, a low snap, handled well by Alex Gillette, and the kick is through. So Eastern Michigan strikes quickly, courtesy of Bronson Hill. 58 yards to pay dirt, and Eastern Michigan pulls back to within four. It's 28-24 Toledo. Bronson Hill is on the verge of a 200-yard day. We have 9 minutes to go in the third. You're listening to Eagles Football. We'll be back.
Support for this broadcast of Eastern Michigan football is made possible.
Bronson Hill from 47 yards out, then Bronson Hill from 58 yards out. And the sophomore from Grand Rapids, 19 carries, 175 yards, two touchdowns, keeping Eastern Michigan in it. It's 28-24, Rockets in front, and Eastern will kick it away. Bernard Reedy drifting to his right, watches it hit at the five, bounce out of bounds, and Toledo will take over, first and 10 from their own 35-yard line.
The offensive unit, the line up front, has been doing a really good job.
Yes.
You talk about Bronson Hill having an opportunity to have 19 rushes, 175 yards, two touchdowns. He's averaging 9.2 yards a carry, and that starts up front. That starts with your guys doing a tremendous job. And then you credit, when he goes beyond the line of scrimmage, the blocking down the field by the receivers and the tight ends, those make a big difference.
You know, originally I'd be a smart aleck and say, well, I've spoken like a true receiver, but you're dead on there. I don't think receivers, good blocking receivers, get enough credit for doing that. Even if it's just chicken fighting down 5-10 yards to give him about 7 or 8 yards. Not every run has to go for a touchdown.
It doesn't, and it just gives your guy one less guy to have to worry about when you can get that block on a safety or a linebacker or someone out in the secondary.
Hoskins made that really good block to spring Bronson Hill for the 47-yard romp, and then he got into that second level of the defense so quickly on the last run, and Eastern has pulled to within four. It's 28-24. Toledo in front. Reedy comes in motion right to left. Owens out of the gun. Far side hash. Turns. Fires near side to Reedy. Got a nice block. Feels his way. Look out. He's gone. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. 25. 20. 15. 10. 5. Bernard Reedy to the house.
Pass completed to number one, Bernard Reedy.
Oh, boy.
Matt, that's a short play. That's just a real quick throw, and that's overrunning and over-pursuing and bad angles. Anytime a guy catches a ball short and is able to get up into the crease, there's someone at home. They're bringing a backside blitz, and they decide to go man coverage up top, but they were in a zone coverage at the bottom, and there's blocks by the receivers on the screen, and Reedy's able to get up into the crease and now outrun the rest of the secondary.
65-yard pitch and catch from Terrence Owens to Bernard Reedy. Owens' first touchdown pass of the day. Reedy with his second touchdown, but first receiving touchdown of the afternoon. And now Bernard Reedy and Bronson Hill are having themselves a nice little mano-a-mano battle. Although David Flewellen would argue he's in the mix as well. Reedy, 8 catches, 170 yards and a touchdown. And just like that, Toledo goes back in front again by 11. This is a high-scoring offensive club. We told you that earlier. Toledo, in the last three games, has averaged almost 42 points per game. They're at 35, which is their seasonal average right now, and they're in front by 11 on the road at EMU. It's 35-24 with 8:46 to go in the third. More to come from Reinierson Stadium after this 30-second message. You're listening to Eagles Football.
The city of Ann Arbor.
We've got 8:46 left to go in the third. The Rockets of Toledo looking for a 6-game winning streak overall and a 6-game winning streak in the series against Eastern Michigan. They now lead it 35-24 thanks to Bernard Reedy's 65-yard receiving touchdown. The Bronson Hill numbers that are startling in itself, 19 carries, 178 yards, two touchdowns, and averaging 9 yards per touch. Most rushing yards by an EMU player since Dwayne Priest had 192 at Buffalo back in late November of 2010. Our thanks to Greg Steiner for that info. Now, Tyler Allen balances up to the 30-yard line. I don't know if both special team units are really good or both kickoff units are really bad.
I guess that's one way you can look at it. I don't know. I don't think either one is great, but I don't think either of the units are really, really that bad. There's just been some players playing out of position or not being in the right place and break down an assignment. You know, I'm going to go back real quick with the defensive unit for the Eagles. You play a team like Toledo, you have to be able to keep them in front of you and know that they thrive off of the big play. If they can eliminate that, this is a totally different ball game.
I agree. Ben's under center. Double tight end set for the Eagles left to right. Bronson Hill tries the right side. Sidesteps his way. Got to the second level. Breaking free again. Are you kidding me? 45-40, 35-30, 25-20. He's gone again. This is unbelievable what Bronson Hill has put on display today.
Wow. Hey, man, you know what? I've
never seen anything like this.
Just back-to-back one-play deals, starting with the kickoff return by Toledo, a big run by Bronson Hill. They trade it. Needy goes out, gets a big score. Now Hill comes back and answers the bell, answers the call right off the bat. This is a tremendous effort by the Eagles going out and really not succumbing to the fact that they've had big plays given up defensively. And now here they are back into the football game, and they're fighting their way, trying to come away with the victory.
Bronson Hill has 245 yards running the football on this soggy Saturday. Can you say Mac West Offensive Player of the Week? It's 35-30. Toledo is in front. We're back with more. This exciting slugfest at Reinertsen Stadium after this. You're listening to Eagles football. Eastern Michigan has 426 total yards. They have 286 rushing yards. That is the sixth most in the Ron English era so far this year. A flag on the play because Eastern kicked it out of bounds yet again. And it'll be first and 10 from the 35. Bronson Hill with 200. And, folks, let me tell you what the longest or the best running game Eastern had going into this game on the year. It was Alex Gillette rushing for 81 yards in a game. 81. Bronson Hill has 245 yards. How does that grab you?
That's a tremendous effort. And when teams look back, you talking Eagles are 0-5. When you think about a game that can change your season and turn your season around, this could be one of those type games.
Now Toledo takes over, first and 10. Defense, some defense needs a stop. Owens keeps it. Near side, tucks it, and gets to the 35-yard line. He was limited on some opportunities there because of Eastern Michigan's penetration up front.
Your defensive unit, you'll start to see the Eagles fly around. They've been doing it all day. They know on their side the pressure's on to not give up any more big plays, any more chunk yards. Their offense is capable of scoring points against the Rockets' defense. That's where the difference can be if they can do their part.
Bronson Hill's previous career high was 4 carries. It was last week. He's got 20 today. His previous high was 70 yards. That was last week. He has 245 today. Owen slings it out right side. It's scooped up there by Cassius McDowell, and he makes his way to the 40-yard line for a gain of 5. Bronson Hill, in his career coming into the game today, only had 1 touchdown. He has 3 on the ground, and all of them big plays, 70 yards, 58 yards, 47 yards. Third down and 5 for Toledo. They're moving right to left at Reinertsen Stadium, where the Eagles are in search of their first win. We have 7:10 remaining in the third. Owens out of the gun, trips to the left. Now Reedy comes in motion to the right, ball at the far side hash at the Toledo 40. Owens wants to throw. Pressure comes. He steps up into a throw, and he's got a man wide open. And Russell will walk in. 10-5, touchdown. Somebody stop somebody. The Rockets now have 41 on the board.
Touchdown, Toledo Rockets.
Again, that's the receiver getting locked up against the safety, and that's just going to create all kind of matchup problems. It's no different than the play they scored on or almost scored on before the half. Going to the post with the play-action pass, there's really not a lot of magic to what they're doing. They're just waiting for it to develop. Not enough pressure on the quarterback. He's able to allow that play to materialize and just throws it over top. Safety on the receiver, you're not going to win that matchup.
Alonzo Russell holds in that receiving touchdown pass, and he now has 3 on the season. And the point after is good, and it is now 42-30. Rockets in front by 12. It has been a game of whatever you can do, I can do better. Let's see if the Eagles can return the favor when we return to Reinertsen Stadium after this. You're listening to Eagles football. Only five players in Eastern Michigan history have scored more touchdowns in a game on the ground than Bronson Hill. Larry Ratcliffe had four back in 2002. Anthony Sherrill had four back in 2003. Dennis Hewitt in 69 had four. Kerry Keating in 57 and Tim Packrell in 1971. Bronson Hill will have plenty of chances to match those gentlemen. First, Eastern has to take care of the football, and they get to the 17-yard line. Tyler Allen drilled there and shaken up a little bit.
That's just a breakdown in blocking coverage. And there's a Rocket special teams player just comes just really unblocked, and he's able to take out the ball carrier for the Eagles. And, you know, they have to come back and start over and reset. But I think this offensive unit for the Eagles, they're playing with a lot of confidence. And that's one thing you got to be proud of if you're Coach English, that, you know what, in a shootout like this, even if your defense gives up points, your offensive unit steps back out on the field with confidence.
Bends under center. Bronson Hill gets the carry again, pulling his Andy Surgatz, and he mauls the cornerback. Hill chased out of bounds at the 22-yard line, chased out there by Dan Moles. Moles, the senior, number one in the Mid-American Conference, fourth in the country with 11.8 tackles per game. Last week had nine against Central Michigan, leads this team in wrap-ups with 71. A year ago was second in the MAC and 10th in the nation with 143 tackles. Second down and five now for Bronson Hill and his offense. It is Tyler Benz out of the gun. He'll throw, and it will be caught on an out pattern to the 34-yard line. Hauling it in, Demarius Reed.
Reed doing a good job laying out for his quarterback, making a play. It's a little sloppy out there. The rain's still coming down a little bit. And to trust that you're going to lay out for this and catch the ball with your hand, that's confidence as a receiver. Again, quarterback throwing it away from the defender. They don't want to give up any point, any turnovers in this type of a situation. They're swapping drive for drive.
First and 10 for Eastern. Left to right they go. Ball at their own 34. Stretch handoff Hill. Left side stops. Reverses his direction, but he's mauled there by Elijah Jones. That'll be a loss of a couple. I had mentioned the other players who had garnered four rushing touchdowns in a game. I had said Larry Ratcliffe. That is incorrect. It's Emi Akpan. Back in 2002 against Southern Illinois. But right now, Bronson Hill, with the amount of yardage that he's gained thus far, 249 yards, that is the third most rushing yards in EMU history by a single player. Ratcliffe has the top two, 291, 251. 5:20 to go here in the third. 42-30, Eastern trails. Creel on a slant pattern. Had it knocked out of his hands and a late flag. It can't be pass interference.
I think they're going to call hitting a defenseless
player.
Player, yeah. It's Creel's going to be there. The ball's kind of gone, and I think they're going to call him coming in and just kind of nicking him a little bit.
Dan Moles hit him and the Toledo sideline. For as angry as Eastern sideline was earlier in this quarter, they're going to call it unnecessary roughness. Creel laid out, and he was hit by Mark Singer. Singer lowered the shoulder. He didn't lead with the crown of his helmet.
Right on that one, it looks like he just kind of grazes them a little bit. I think they're throwing that one based on intent. You know, sometimes when you look at it, it's easy to criticize for us, you know, look for an official. But that one, it does from up here in this angle, look like he did hit him. But when you look at the replay, you know, he just kind of grazes them a little bit. But nonetheless, they're going to walk away with a 15-yard penalty and keep this drive moving.
Eastern will take the penalty, and they'll move the ball to the 48-yard line of EMU. Left to right they go, trailing by 12, 42-30. Tyler Benz turns and gives to Bronson Hill. Bounces to the outside. Now cut it up. Flag on the play. Should be a holding call. Usually is from that indication. Boy, 30 points. You wouldn't figure you'd have to play catch-up, but this Toledo club can score so quickly. The 30 points, a season high for Eastern. The penalty will go against the Eagles. Christian Menet, the backup tight end, the freshman from Reading, Pennsylvania. The previous high for Eastern this year was 26 points, and that was week one in a loss to Ball State on the road at Muncie, 37-26 in that game. Ball State playing Western Michigan as we speak, and the Cardinals have drawn first blood. They lead at 7-0.
Somewhat surprising, Matt. These guys are kind of even in terms of time of possession as well as number of plays. Looking at Toledo's got 47, EMU has 49, but it wouldn't seem that way because of the quick strikes by Toledo.
Under 5 minutes to go in the third. Bends out of the gun. First and 20. Chase from the pocket. He'll run it up the middle, shift his way to the near side, lower the head, and get to the 44-yard line or so.
Bends on the quarterback keeper.
So not a terrible first down play. You pick up some positive yardage. It brings up second down and 14, so a gain of 6 there.
You can see just how easily penalties can change the complexion of your play calling. And,
yeah.
And it just makes it seem as though you're always playing from behind. Anytime you have to go and get out of rhythm, it could change and it affects your offense. So that's why it's important. Coaches harp on that, and they preach about that all the time, but it's important.
Second down and 14, left to right go the Eagles. 4:12 remaining in the third quarter. They trail 42-30. Benz fires and it's caught, balancing up at the 50, now to the 45, carrying would-be tacklers for a first down is Tyrese Russell.
That's a good tough run.
Garrett Hoskins, excuse me, Herman.
Yeah, no problem. That's good running, that's good tough, you know, effort in trying to get the first down. That's determination, and that's soft spot of Rockets' defense has been there for the underneath pass, whether it be tight ends or receivers working against those backs. They're really not going to give up anything over top, and they haven't really had to fear the receivers going deep, but right now that middle is so soft, they're going to have to at some point commit those linebackers a little bit closer.
Hoskins, Eastern's leading receiver on this Saturday, 5 catches, 80 yards. Benz goes up top. He's got Russell. He's got it to the 10, 5, touchdown, Eastern Michigan! Just his second catch of the day, but Tyrese Russell has 2 touchdown grabs.
That's efficiency, and that's making the most of the plays. Combination routes, seeing something over top. When they hit those shorter routes underneath, it draws the coverage up. It allows your receiver to get over, your tight end in this situation, Russell, to get over top and be able to get down the field. That's a stretch play where you're sending multiple verticals, and there's matchup issues and problems, and you get a lot of one-on-one. EMU wins the battle there, and boy, they fight their way right back into the football game.
Hey, was that a beautiful throw and catch or what? I mean, that was right on the money and over the shoulder grab by Russell, and he looks to be a really good keeper. The sophomore from Chicago has helped Eastern Michigan pull back to within 5. It's 42-37. The Rockets are in front. The good news is that Eastern's offense is clicking. The bad news is so is Toledo's. We'll be back with 3.5 to go in the third. You're listening to Eagles football.
You.
Eastern Michigan and Toledo have scored 48 points combined in 5 minutes and 49 seconds. That's why it's 42-37. Hard to believe this was a 20-10 game at the break. 21-10 game at the break. We've seen Toledo score 21 third-quarter points. Eastern scored 20 third-quarter points. Keeping in mind, Eastern hadn't scored a point in the third quarter all year long.
Yeah, first quarter and third quarter was really a tough go for them all season, and now they have exploded through the seam and become this scoring powerhouse. And that's just, it just seems like a totally different offense than what we've seen all year. And they've seemed to found a rhythm that's been missing, and that's been the difference in this football game. And they're in it. They're not sitting back defensively and, you know, trying to figure out a way to get through the football game. This is a competitive opportunity for them to get a win under their belt.
Here's Toledo right to left, leading by 5, 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Terrence Owens with an inside give. Dave Flewellen, who's had a heck of a game too, tripped up at the 30-yard line. Flewellen, before that carry, 122 yards, overshadowed by Bronson Hill's 248 yards. The 248 yards right now, Herman, third most for a single game in the country. Only Le'Veon Bell against Eastern, Giovanni Bernard of North Carolina, and Bo Blankenship of Ohio have had more in a single game this season. Owens out of the shotgun on a second down and 3. The inside give to Flewellen. Hit right away. Might have gained a yard or a yard and a half. It'll bring up a third down for Toledo. And think about this. You've had some unbelievable performances this year. Jonathan Franklin of UCLA twice has gained over 200 yards in a game. Same with Bernard Robinson. Flewellen gets the first down. Lunges past the 40 to the 41-yard line. And now Bronson Hill is in that conversation. Cody Getz of Air Force did it twice, 222 yards against Colorado State, 208 yards against Air Force. We mentioned Robinson. He did it at Purdue and Air Force's expense, over 200 yards rushing. And now Bronson Hill is in that mix, and he still has plenty of time to go. 2:05 to go in the third. Toledo leads at 42-37. They're moving right to left with the ball between the hashes and it resting at the Toledo 41. Terrence Owens out of the shotgun, 16 of 24 for two TDs. He will throw, sling it near side. Fluellen had to go right through his hands and incomplete.
They're looking to go back to that well quite a bit with the receiver screen and trying to get some blocking out on the perimeter. That one comes close, that if that ball just hangs in the air a little bit longer, you got a lot of EMU defenders. That could be a pick six going the other way, and that's how close this football game is. It's one that where both offenses are going out and putting points on the board, but defensively all they are looking for is that one opportunity, that break for their offensive unit.
Second down and 10, two wide receivers to the left, one to the right for Terrence Owens and the Rockets. 5-1 on the season, winners of five straight. An inside fake to Fluellen. Stands tall in the pocket, throws across the middle. Reed, he's got it. Look out right side, 35-30. Outside the numbers, 25-20, 15-10, 5. Touchdown, Bernard Reedy.
Pass completed to number one, Bernard Reedy.
It's kind of a broken record there. They're going back to the inside. The safety plays a little bit up top, but he slips, falls down. Reedy's able to get into the secondary, and he's off to the races. What does he get? He gets a block downfield by one of his fellow teammates, another receiver. I like that, Matt, but not for EMU Eagles. I know that's a bad point, but you know that's what you get. That's how those big plays occur downfield.
That's a Toledo record for all-purpose yards for Bernard Reedy. He has 372 all-purpose yards. That breaks the record of Casey McBeck's 1994 mark of 370. It's going to be tough to recap this one.